WTAW News. Time is 8:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas A&M University System has announced recommendations for concealed carry of handguns at the 11 member universities and 7 agencies.
The first of the 20-page summary document, which you can read and download at WTAW.com, allows concealed carry at all A&M System classrooms and residential facilities operated by the institution. The recommendations from the system chancellor are based on what was submitted by university presidents and agency CEOs. Concealed carry would be banned at campus recreation and fitness centers, some research areas and laboratories, and offices where employees have demonstrated to the A&M president that there's a significant risk of substantial harm due to a negligent discharge. The A&M System Regents takes final action April 27th on the regulations that go into effect August 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
DPS responded to a crash in Burleson County yesterday morning near Cook's Point that resulted in one death and 3 injuries. Sergeant Justin Stoller says 5 people were in a car on FM 50 when the driver failed to yield the right-of-way when turning west onto Highway 21.
A vehicle traveling eastbound on State Highway 21 tried to avoid it and basically T-boned the unit that was turning off at FM 50.
One of the backseat passengers, 24-year-old Monisha Borregata of College Station, was killed. 2 others in the backseat were taken to the hospital, one with critical injuries and the other in serious condition. The driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. 12 public hearings are possible when the College Station City Council meets in 2 weeks, but tonight's schedule is relatively brief. After a workshop on emergency preparedness response, the regular meeting consists of public comments and the consent agenda. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the consent agenda includes selling undeveloped land at what used to be Pooh's Park at Holloman and Lassie.
That's probably going to turn into apartments.
The city will receive $2.5 million for the more than 5 acres of land.
That is going to go back into a HUD fund. We got the money from HUD to purchase the property before I was mayor, and it was supposed to be developed for low-income, moderate-income. And when I became mayor, I said, we need to be out of the property development business.
The mayor says the land was placed on the open market after 2 tries at developing housing for low-income residents. There's another opportunity tonight for Bryan residents to give their opinions about future development regulations and parks.
It's an interactive workshop. Our consultants will be there. There'll be a formal presentation, probably about 6:20, 6:30 or so, really short. It's really just to give the community another opportunity to tell us, you know, how do you see Bryan growing? What are the things that are important to you and how we could, as a city, help address those to make our community the place that we want it to be.
Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the layout of tonight's workshop at Jones Elementary includes a variety of stations to provide feedback to city employees and consultants. Tonight's Come and Go takes place from 6 until 8, with an update about the development of Bryan's new comprehensive plan at 6:30. An online survey is also available at the city's website, bryantx.gov. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 59 degrees. Text us news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:09. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
High pressure. Well, eventually it builds in for tomorrow, but for today we'll have clouds and some sun. Could see a stray shower thunderstorm develop during the day. Highs 75 to 80. Tonight partly cloudy, but low around 60. We're going to be partly sunny tomorrow with high pressure in control, highs near 80. Clouds increase tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms Saturday, high Saturday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the picture of the sun, man? We don't see the sunspot. What's the deal? What happened? I didn't
see the sun.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know where our listener lives, but our location's a little hazier.
Yeah. Well, later on, though. Yeah, and the sunspot's not going anyplace. It'll probably be there. It'll be there a while.
It's on the sun.
Yeah. It's kind of like a pimple. A blemish, if you will.
Just hope that one doesn't pop.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too good. So, all right, so we've already told you now that if you're feeling, the gloom and doom, take a Tylenol, which, again, we're not recommending. I don't know. The story came from Live Science, but I'm not sure that the Tylenol people didn't kind of push that one out there. We'll see. In the meantime, you don't get frustrated because of events. You get frustrated because of your beliefs. That's the theory behind Albert Ellis's book that he's pushing out there. And it tells you how to never be upset again. So here's how it works. You get upset because you're stuck in traffic. Yet we all know that traffic happens. But you think it shouldn't happen to you. And that's the thing.
Because you're a special little snowflake.
Sure. That's the thing that makes you miserable, is that word should. So the next time you get mad or upset at a person or a situation, it may help to look for beliefs with these troublesome words. Should, ought, must. Traffic shouldn't be this bad. That's not rational. Traffic is what it is. Life is not perfect. People aren't perfect. So having these beliefs of should go away.
This from the Society of Stoics.
Exactly. So there you are. But you can study traffic even though traffic is what it is. You see how I made that segue? Because I'm a radio professional.
Yes.
And Gary Schatz is here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
You were with us a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so. Oh, wait. Let me grab a phone call. Maybe they're seeing the sunspot. Hello?
Hey, all that you just said, that's kind of what's on Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton's whole damn agenda.
You know, you're exactly right. That's right. Things are should, and you shouldn't feel that way because it makes you feel badly. But anyway, Gary's here talking about, we talked about people who are upset about traffic here in Bryan, and so what y'all did is you gathered information from people, and so where are we in that little process right now?
Hi, Scott, and again, thanks for having me. The City of Bryan launched its local area traffic management program back at the start of March, and we wanted to hear from people, and we wanted people to apply. We got 48 people who said, hey, I've got problems on my street. Now, a lot of those were overlapping or duplicate requests, so we only take one request for the street segment. So at this time, we have 29 different streets that we're looking at, and we're moving forward. Come June 1, we will determine who's eligible in the program because there's a lot of speeding and who's not because really there wasn't. It's just the perception they were going too fast, but they're not breaking the law.
Now, based on your experience, is that a fair sample, smaller, larger than you anticipated, or where does that fall?
Well, we were expecting a little more than we got. We got a whole lot from District 4, which is around the Blinn campus area.
Okay.
And unfortunately, down in the Traditions area, District 5, we didn't get a single request.
Huh. Everything's okay.
Well, or the word's not out, or okay. Somebody figured right. Somebody else would do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and I guess the Blinn thing would make sense. There are a lot of people who are there who don't live there, so they've mm-hmm. got to get to and from, in and out. They're younger, I would think, to paint with a little bit of a broad brush, but I could see that the demographics of the people there might not be the same as the people who live in that area.
That's a good assessment.
Fair to say.
Yes,
what other area? Anything else? So those are the two ends of the scale. Any other areas in Bryan that collectively had some traffic issues?
We saw requests from other districts, 2, 3, and 1
okay.
as well.
Now, you mentioned speed, but is there anything else that people were necessarily complaining about?
Well, there's always the fear of crashes. Mm-hmm. Either they've occurred or, you know, my mailbox has been knocked down a number of times, et cetera. But we go to Bryan PD and get those crash records for them for the most recent 2 years. By and large, crashes are not happening on these streets.
Okay.
There may be one or two here or there. Those may not be speed related, or they may have happened down at the intersection with the busy street.
So now, are we talking the entire city? Because, you know, we have controlled intersections, and mm-hmm. do people complain about the lights being too long or too short? Was that ever part of the scope of what you were trying to find out?
This, no.
Okay, this is just the people moving through the areas.
Speeding
okay.
on neighborhood streets.
So where do we go from here now that you've gotten this information?
What we're going to do next is we've got to finish up our traffic studies before school gets out for the summer break.
Mm-hmm.
And for those where we can document an adverse level of speeding, we will create a speeding mitigation plan. That could be speed humps, that could be roundabouts, that could be a variety of tools in the toolbox.
Increased patrol?
No.
Okay.
No. But we do provide to BPD a copy of all of our speed studies, which shows the speeding by time of day, and they could consider target enforcement based on that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned roundabouts, and we had the story, I think, earlier this week that they are going to make that a permanent roundabout on Nash by the Bryan Post Office, where
Correct.
Those, I think, Camber Villas they're called right there. So that's kind of an interesting idea. Y'all tried that out, and it seemed mm-hmm, to work. Mm-hmm. So, and again, as we discussed, I think, originally, that happens in Europe a lot. It's we don't see them in America nearly as much, and we've got maybe three in Bryan and College Station, but... is that something that is of the future as far as you're concerned for traffic calming?
Absolutely, and it's also for big intersections. There are, I think, that one at Broadmoor and Nash will be the City of Bryan's sixth roundabout.
Is that right? I didn't realize there were that many.
College yeah. Station has, I know the one down in Tower Point, I designed it way back when.
Okay.
TxDOT has one on I-45 over in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. They've got one on I-10 down in Fort Bend County. I know TxDOT did a pair of them out in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming. They're not for everywhere, in fairness.
Right. And, yeah, the famous one in Waco that has like 12 roads that goes into it. That was pretty iconic.
Not current state of the practice.
Oh, okay.
But good for Waco.
Sure, yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll do that. We've got those mitigations in line. And obviously those are budgetary situations that the city has to decide they're going to prioritize. Is that
Absolutely.
Basically right?
And that occurs by about September.
Okay.
Right. We'll have all of our eligible requests. There's some petitioning that occurs. We have about a baker's dozen of ranking for funding criteria. Highest score is at the top, and we rank down the list till we run out of money.
Sure. Gary Schatz is here this morning, City of Bryan. Other thing you're dealing in is quiet zones for railroad. This is something, obviously, that downtown Bryan would like to see happen. People who live near there, mm-hmm. people who stay in the LaSalle Hotel. Where are we as far as that goes?
Well, the City of Bryan has been looking at that since 2005. There's been some challenges just because of the complexities involved. But we are moving forward with creating options and concepts for establishing a railroad quiet zone at 25 of the 30 crossings within the city limits of Bryan. The City Council directed a Quiet Zone Advisory Committee be formed at the end of December, and that committee has met two or three times, and we did a presentation to Council on February 23rd of our findings and our recommendations. So right now we have two options on the table. And one option is about $4 million altogether. The other option is about $2.6 million. And there's differences between the two options. The big difference between the two options, and I mean, this is something we're going to have to take a hard look at, is closing Groesbeck Crossing. Union Pacific is very interested in that closing. They want to use some of that extra trackage down there as part of their switching and train building operations that are happening north,
mm-hmm.
but Groesbeck is also the third busiest crossing in Bryan.
Right.
So if you close that, where does all that traffic go?
Right, because you're going to have to force it into the city, into downtown, because there's really not, you'd have to go way, way back if you're going back in the other direction to come over on Fountain. Is that right? That's that whatever that little...
Or that's...
yeah, whatever that little
at street. At Dodge.
Yeah, at Dodge. I mean... That's a long way back, and people would have to plan ahead of time. Plus the fact, like you say, I don't know what the traffic count is on the west side of Groesbeck, but a lot of people are certainly going over the hump. I don't know if they're going north to go into town or if they're going south or west, whatever direction right. that'd be. That would be problematic, I would think.
Well, one of the things that we've recommended is if there is a serious offer on the table from Union Pacific, and we would look to them to offer some type of incentive monies to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That we would do a temporary closure first, at least 90 days, do some traffic counts before, do some traffic counts after, get some feedback from folks, can we live with it? Can we not? Because, I mean, it's a $1.4 million decision, leave it open, leave it closed at this time.
Well, and likewise, you'd have to change those two streets, Dodge and whatever the street is up by Acme Glass, because that's the way people would have to go if they need to get on the west side of the tracks, right? I mean,
well,
those are two places.
We might have to do something at Dodge. We may have to do something up at 32nd.
32nd, yeah.
Because we may find that to accommodate that traffic that goes to those other routes, maybe we need traffic signals.
Right, because that's a four-way stop now on 32nd.
Correct.
You've got a light, I guess, down at Dodge. But, yeah, so but, in other words, all those pieces interlock. Yeah.
And when you add a signal, that's $250,000.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, your $1.4 million savings isn't $1.4 million savings.
Based on what you can tell, when do you think the city is going to move forward on the train quieting question?
Well, we're moving forward now. We're in the process of engaging additional consultants to help us with that process, and we anticipate issuing one of the three required documents to the FRA by the end of the year, Federal Railroad Administration.
Have you gotten any indication as to how many trains are going to be going through Bryan, say, 5 years from now? Is it higher? Is it lower? Have they given you any indication?
They haven't. Union Pacific hasn't given us any indication. The last numbers we have from them, they're about 24 trains a day. We would expect that to increase.
Especially if they've got the yard that they're going to be building up there where near Milliken. Is that right? Is that where that is? Milliken. I mean Mumford. I knew it was one of those M words. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else as far as transportation is concerned we need to touch on this morning?
Well, not at this time, okay. But by all means, if there's anything we can do to help, 979-209-5900 is our Public Works main call-in number. If you have an issue or concern, call there. Let us know what we can do.
Okay, great. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet, Scott.
All right, that's City of Bryan segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Redecorating your home with new flooring can be serious business, but it can also be fun with Zorneman Flooring. We love what we do here at Zorneman Flooring. It is our pleasure to help you, whether building a new home or remodeling an existing. We can help with all the color and design decisions with ease. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive and browse from a wide selection of all leading brands for floors, showers, and backsplashes. You can also find us at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The number of workers who applied for new unemployment benefits fell for the second straight week to match its lowest level since 1973 in the latest sign of a robust labor market. Initial claims for jobless benefits fell by 13,000. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, fell by 1,500. Walmart is expanding free curbside pickup of groceries into 8 new cities this month, including Kansas City and Austin. As the retailer gains confidence, it can make the strategy work on a larger scale. The expansion will increase the number of stores with the service to about 200 and widen its footprint to 30 cities. Major League Baseball teams will wear specially designed jerseys for Mother's Day and Father's Day this season. Team scripts and logos will incorporate pink for Mother's Day on May 8th and light blue for Father's Day on June 19th. Clubs will also wear camouflage designed scripts for Memorial Day. On Wall Street, futures indicating a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
824, News Talk 1620 WTAW, talking to a listener just a few minutes ago about what we had discussed at the top of the hour coming out of the news about the frustration that you feel when words like should and ought and must come into your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Should get out of my way or you must die.
And that, well, we were discussing, I mean, what he was saying is texting. People shouldn't text. I said, well, the problem is you are using that word. If you wouldn't use the word should, then none of this agitation would start. So basically, the problem was the callers. If he wouldn't say these people should or shouldn't do this, which comes back to the earlier caller who said in that what Bernie and Hillary are basically talking about all the time. These sort of things must be done, should be done.
That makes a lot of sense.
Of course
sure.
It does.
No, yeah. You keep telling me all the time, I should eat healthier, and I get upset because I don't eat healthier.
Right.
If I just give up the should and just say, I don't eat healthy. Yeah,
Let it go.
I've got a smile on my face right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Elsa.
Yeah, there, okay, exactly.
Bean and cheese and bacon taco this morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you kidding me? Do you like bean and cheese tacos?
I do.
Do you like bacon?
I do.
Why would you not add bacon to bean and cheese tacos?
Yeah, it's just a little bit late.
What?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Breakfast? Now, you've never done breakfast for dinner?
No. Yeah, it happens. Okay. Now, were you listening to the Wall Street Report? Because there are a couple of interesting things in there. Major League Baseball is going to have special jerseys and caps for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Now, I get Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
Memorial Day's good. Anyway, so here it is. Jerseys will have team insignia and numbers rendered in pink. Caps will be dark gray with pink team logos and top stitching. This will mark Major League Baseball's first pink-themed uniform design.
They're okay. Jealous of the NFL and Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I guess. Memorial Day, they'll do camo numbers. Okay.
Yep.
Father's Day, the lettering and numbering will be blue. The caps will be dark gray with blue logos and accents. This is another MLB first. Teams had previously worn blue ribbons and wristbands on Father's Day.
You know how bad the San Diego Padres uniform is going to look with blue on it?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. And then the other story was grocery pickup, curbside.
Uh-huh, yes.
While Amazon, Google, and a number of other startups like Instacart and Postmates and Shipt, with a T, and others are focusing on quick same-day deliveries of groceries and household items, Walmart taking a different approach. Newly added markets include Kansas City, Boise, Richmond, Virginia Beach, Austin, Provo. They've got pickup areas on the sides of the store that you drive up, and there you go. They give it to you. And they're also doubling the number of pickup locations that are available in Dallas and Houston and Atlanta, the company said. So,
how long till there's a drive-through window at or drive-through setup at grocery stores?
Well, the ginormatorium over there where you can buy, like, the 52-pound bag of Oreos.
Right.
If you'll go in there, you see they've got those flats that are already loaded up because people have called in or ordered online. And then you just go in and pick up your flat and leave so that you don't have to actually walk the aisles. And that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do that, because I needed two items. And they said, not so much. So,
were you being lazy or experimental?
Yeah, experimental.
Oh, okay.
Just seeing. But anyway, so they've been doing that at Sam's, I think, for a while. But that'll be interesting to see how that works out. I think we have to be a little more cosmopolitan than we are here in Bryan College Station before that works.
I don't know. Drive-through grocery? I'm betting Tower Point. I can see that happening in a heartbeat.
Oh, that's all they need is a little more traffic out there. If they could just get a few more cars having to stand still out there. And again, Gary was in here. He said he designed that traffic circle, which right now doesn't go to much of any place, but eventually will be real busy. Because they do keep knocking down stuff, don't they? They keep pulling up trees and leveling the dirt out there.
One of the traffic circles in Bryan is over by the new Target, and there's a lot of construction going on there now.
Yeah, that's true. There is one right there.
That little Tower Point area with all the open space is going to be extraordinarily cosmopolitan.
I'm hoping that we can have some area where the shopping the shopping parameters are large enough that we can have two Starbucks within that, if that's possible. If we could,
yes.
Then we will know that we have arrived, because I did that years ago when I was in downtown Boston, and I was standing right there by a Starbucks, and I looked across the street, and there was another one. I went, ooh, the line's shorter. Yeah, exactly. That was perfect. So I'm hoping that's when I know we will have arrived.
If you can see a Starbucks from a Starbucks.
Exactly. Then I'll know that we're all grown up.
Kim Commando here with an unnoticed news story about social media postings. If you're planning on getting a job with the United States government or keeping the one you have, here's fair warning. Anything and everything you post on social media will soon be used to evaluate your suitability for the job, especially if it requires a security clearance. The Office of Personnel Management, that's the government's internal HR department, is preparing a program to automatically track social media postings of applicants and current employees. At the CIA, the FBI, and at the Pentagon, intelligence officials are working to establish what they call a continuous evaluation of all government employees with security clearances. What precisely are they looking for? They're not going to say, but common sense should prevail. Angry rants, immature comments, run-ins with the police and the like will never work in your favor. So don't forget, social media is very public. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. I've been cheering you on about starting your something awesome on the web. And with GoDaddy's help, you can make it happen. Whether you want to start a business, a nonprofit, or do something else, the first step is getting that perfect domain name from GoDaddy. A great URL lets everyone know what you're all about. So do what I've done and get your domain name at GoDaddy. With your domain, you can start your blog and share your expertise with the world. You can present a professional image to your customers with a great-looking website and domain-based email. And you can even connect your domain name to your LinkedIn or Facebook page so more people can easily get the information you want to share. The opportunities are endless, and it all starts with your domain name from GoDaddy. And if you're thinking, this is too complicated for me, don't. GoDaddy's award-winning customer support team is ready to help anytime, day or night. Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com/Kim starting at $1 a month. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan residents have another chance tonight to tell city staff and consultants what they want in the next comprehensive plan and parks master plan.
There's some fun activities, I shall say. You know, we have one board, I think, that says, you know, show us where you have your favorite memory in the city of Bryan. But really, in essence, we want to hear, you know, what are the issues and what do you think, what do you want to see in Bryan? How do you want to see it grow?
And planning administrator Martin Zimmerman says it's the perfect time to bring up concerns like the construction of student rental housing in what's been traditionally family neighborhoods.
Maybe this type of infill development is appropriate, not in all locations, mm-hmm. but in some. And so now would be the time to articulate those concerns. And again, we're just talking about a master plan here. What will have to happen after the plan is adopted? The development rules that we have would have to change to perhaps discourage this type of redevelopment in areas where it's deemed not appropriate.
Tonight's workshop is at Jones Elementary from 6 until 8. An update on creating Bryan's new comprehensive plan will be given at 6:30. And the city still has an online survey available at bryantx.gov. Concealed carry of handguns are proposed to be allowed in all Texas A&M system classrooms and residential facilities that are operated by the 11 member institutions.
The Board of Regents takes action April 27th on recommendations by the Chancellor following input from university presidents and the chief executives of the system's seven agencies. A 20-page summary, which you can read and download at WTAW.com, spells out where there will be a ban on the flagship campus and system agencies not previously covered by state law. The ban includes offices where employees have demonstrated to the A&M president that there's a significant risk of substantial harm due to a negligent discharge. The ban also covers campus health and psychological counseling facilities, campus recreation and fitness centers, campus sites of camps and programs involving minors, anywhere there's a formal disciplinary hearing of students or employees, locations of collegiate and interscholastic sporting events, and some research areas and laboratories. Once approved by the regents, the concealed carry regulations go into effect August 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Five college students were in a car that turned in front of an SUV on Highway 21 between Bryan and Cook's Point yesterday morning.
A vehicle was headed northbound on FM 50, approaching the stop sign at the intersection of FM 50 and State Highway 21. That vehicle failed to get right away by entering State Highway 21, traveling westbound.
DPS Sergeant Justin Stoller says the driver of the SUV tried to avoid the collision but T-boned the car. One of the three backseat passengers, 24-year-old Monisha Borugata of College Station, was killed. Two others in the backseat were taken to the hospital, one in critical condition and the other with serious injuries. The driver and the other front seat passenger were not hurt. The driver of the SUV from Austin was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Barring a change of mind by the judge, affluenza teen Ethan Couch can look forward to spending the next 2 years in jail.
As part of his adult probation conditions, Judge Wayne Salvant ordered Ethan Couch to serve 180 days in the Tarrant County Jail for each of the four people he killed in 2013 when he drove drunk. Sheriff D. Anderson says Couch will remain in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, and that's for his own protection.
We were concerned that not that he would do anything mainly, but that someone might hurt him.
Sheriff Anderson says while he's unconvinced that Couch is showing remorse for what he did, he does believe that reality is setting in for the 19-year-old. Judge Salvant will reconvene both sides in 2 weeks, at which time he may or may not adjust his order. Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
When College Station Mayor Nancy Berry leaves that post in November, she'll be joining the Brazos County Commission. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, she talked about Tuesday's negative public reaction to last week's commission adoption of a proclamation for Confederate Heritage and History Month.
I was at the presentation last week when the proclamation was read, and the gentleman came up and talked about the reenactment that they were going to do, and I did not find it offensive.
Berry was also asked about the resolution adopted by county commissioners to fight the Texas Attorney General's order to allow concealed carry of handguns inside the courthouse.
I'm in agreement with the commissioners in terms of there really shouldn't be concealed guns in the courthouse, especially, you know, family court custody cases can get nasty. And I really think for the safety of all the people in the courthouse, we should not have guns.
The county commission unanimously voted to seek a court injunction if needed to block the AG from lifting the ban. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 60 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save, like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Do some weather, shall we? All right. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro XT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure, well, eventually it builds in for tomorrow, but for today, we'll have clouds and some sun. Could see a stray shower thunderstorm develop during the day, high 75 to 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with low around 60. We're going to be partly sunny tomorrow with high pressure in control, highs near 80. Clouds increase tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms Saturday, high Saturday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there we go. Well, it's not as bad as, didn't we have the deal where the mom wanted to kill the cheerleader mom's competing cheerleader's mother?
Oh, that was like in the 90s,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Something like that. Well, we're making our way back incrementally. A 44-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday in Orange County, Florida, on allegations of punching her daughter's cheerleading coach in the face. Stephanie Moore Waddle was arrested on charges of battery on a school employee and disturbing a school assembly. According to the sheriff's office, the incident occurred in mid-January at the Timber Creek High School, where her daughter attends. Deputies say Miss Waddle, well, we'll call her Stephanie. Deputies said that Stephanie confronted the coach during practice and was upset that her daughter was suspended from competition. Stephanie said that her daughter, who suffers from anxiety, was forced to sit and watch the other squad members perform, which was humiliating to her.
Goodness, just give her a Tylenol.
The coach, that's right. The coach said Steffi started shouting in her face and was asked to leave. It is at that point she returned and started shouting at the coach again and swung a punch while holding her daughter's uniform. Swung a punch. Doesn't say it landed. Swung a punch.
Swing and a miss.
And again. And she looks like she'd talk with her fists. I'm just saying. But sometimes that's the only way you can get people to pay attention, right?
I reckon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
You calling Mr. Downs?
I am. I'm calling Mr. Downs this morning.
I don't know if he's gone to his office. He was standing next to the front desk.
Oh, was
moments
he?
Moments ago.
Was he? Well, we'll see. I'll see if I can get him to answer the phone. I hate when this happens.
This has been down.
Hello?
You think that cheerleader mom would get punished more than the affluenza team does?
You know, I'm...
Whoa.
Than the what?
Affluenza team.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
How many years is he going to be in?
Two.
Not long enough.
Well, and that's only for violating probation. Yeah, that's true. Can't retry the other part.
No, you can't. That's right. Got to call the front desk and see if we can find the general manager any place around here. Just saying.
He's slacking.
Well, I'm sure there are many, many things that have to be done as soon as he gets to work. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? It's Scott.
Oh, okay.
Is this Chella?
Yes.
Hey, Chella. Is Mr. Down somewhere nearby?
Yeah, he's right here.
He was standing.
I told you.
See? Would you ask him if it wouldn't be too much trouble to come join us in the control room?
Okay.
Thank you.
Have him mosey on down to Tall.
He's standing up. The young lady has work that needs to be done.
And you're just saving her from Mr. Down. Is that what you're
saying?
That's
what I'm trying to do. For the first time, researchers have scanned the brains of patients on LSD. What took them so long?
Oh, for real?
They found that the various departments in the brain that normally don't often interact began chatting nonstop with each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we find something that's a lot safer? Because that sounds like a pretty interesting concept.
Yeah.
I'm thinking getting to that point is a little bit...
There's a lot of anecdotal... I mean, there's evidence that I've read about LSD treating some very serious problems.
Yes.
Glad I came in here when I did.
Well, they have found that they've scanned
by
the brains...
By they, let's be clear.
I don't know.
Okay.
Researchers.
We're not talking about Kevin and
no.
Patrick.
No!
Well, I mean, he said they.
I don't have any major problems. I mean, nothing that LSD
they,
fix.
They found that the various departments in the brain that normally don't often interact began chatting nonstop with each other when they were on. So they become.
I've seen people who smoke dope and they couldn't shut the heck up either. I don't know.
It could be that, too. I wanted to make sure, you know, we haven't seen you in a while, and I don't know what you did this morning, but we wanted to kind of bring you up to news speed.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Okay. We have some new Oreos. They're strawberry shortcake.
About
okay, you heard,
I heard
yours.
About
okay.
the Oreos, and I heard you guys like the really thin Oreos, yeah. which is sort of a minimalistic it sort is. Of a new age sort of way of looking
Wait
at Oreos.
Thin. So, okay, now, and did you hear about the Loch Ness thing?
I heard that we found a movie set or something, yeah, a critter, a thing something that
prop.
Wasn't a real critter.
It's a exact, movie prop.
Yeah, it's
a prop,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm closer to being up to speed than you thought.
Yeah, but you're not up to speed on this, I'm pretty sure.
Did I tell you what they named my third grandchild? Did I tell you?
Scottita?
No.
Scottita.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a
okay. Scooter?
So they named the second grandchild.
Yeah.
Scott.
They did.
To my eternal shame.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They named the third Patrick.
What? No. They did.
I've been here longer.
Yeah, they
That's
did.
That's not fair.
Yeah. All right.
Sean Patrick.
Oh, yeah, that's after Hannity. That's not me.
Oh, no, yeah. It better not be after either, but I'm just saying.
One of the blackjack kids.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Scott. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, they may have a fourth. You can never tell.
Oh, yeah, they may be. They're on the way to a soccer team, so yeah.
Yeah.
Could well be.
Where did two boys and a girl come on the... On the list.
You know, I'll find that while. Yeah, here it is. I got it.
Okay, okay. You got it? Okay.
So we got,
boys, got two boys and a girl now.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth.
Good. Oh, wow.
Yes.
The only way you can be worse off is to have four girls.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding, which scares me. I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah, four. So there you go.
You know, that's.
It
when
is.
You said the words,
uh-huh.
four girls,
yeah.
I just goosebumps.
I yeah, you're
just,
right. No, I can't imagine. I just, craziness, just craziness. Mm-hmm. UFO hunter claims to have obtained the new smoking gun evidence we've all been looking for.
Oh, thank
yep.
goodness.
Finally. NASA did, in fact, drop a nuclear bomb on an alien moon base October 9th, 2009.
Well, yeah, it was in all the
yeah,
papers.
Right. Remember that? Oh, well, remember when we told we were only going to tell
nuclear
the smart
Nuclear attack on the moon.
Yeah.
InfoWars had that story a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, according to UFO blogger Scott Waring, he stumbled on 100% proof of the conspiracy theory. They nuked an alien moon base deemed a national security threat.
Yeah, well, if you know. They weren't mad now.
Yeah.
This story is on Fox. There's a thing on this on Fox News.
What?
Huh?
They were part of the Rebel Alliance.
When I...
Well, you know they're bringing the original three back, don't you? Star Wars.
Huh?
Have you heard that?
Well, thank goodness.
Good news for Star
a
Wars
little
geeks.
Something to kind of clear yeah. my brain out.
The original Star Wars trilogy movies all will be back at selected Alamo Drafthouse theaters throughout the month of August. So there you go.
That's the Return best they could do is do Alamo Drafthouse. They've got these big IMAX screens all over America, and the best they could do is put them in a place
have
where
they,
somebody's going to dump French fries in your lap.
Have they digitized all of them? I guess they have.
I think they did. They released them in Blu-ray. I'm waiting for 4K. Which,
well,
by the way, 4K. What? No, go
ahead. Yeah, no. I forget what
no,
I'm
No, no, no.
Oh.
I'll act as the referee here.
All right.
Go ahead, Patrick. I'm dying.
I was going
to
go
dying to hear this.
Further off the rails.
All right, go ahead.
Elon Musk and SpaceX landed their booster rocket
yeah.
on a floating barge, a
yes.
drone barge. They have the video of that landing in 4K.
Okay, and you see... If you watched Baskets and you don't, nobody does.
Oh, Buckets? Yeah, that's
yeah, Buckets,
good.
Yeah.
That's one of our favorites.
It is.
We don't miss Buckets
there
ever.
Make quite an impression, you yeah. you and CNIS.
Yeah, really. There's so little content that's 4K. Why would you want to go spend that money now? By the time there's enough content, the price will be
there's
way
no,
down.
Exactly.
There's very little price differential. Walk in,
okay.
walk in and look at one of the at the wall of TVs. And they've got 4Ks that are priced at what regular high definition was this time last year.
All right. Okay.
Daughter Downs.
Yes.
The one in Alabama has right. a 4K TV.
Okay.
And if you have a satellite, they some of the satellites, I don't know if it's Dish or Direct, but they have a 4K. They have 4K content that comes slipping down through
okay.
there.
Okay. And you know what that means then is that.
Oh, please do tell us.
I will. Because I can remember.
Let me. I'll introduce it. What things mean was Scott DeLucia.
That's right. I'm with one of my kids, and we're in Chicago, and we're on Michigan Avenue. So we go in the Sony store on Michigan Avenue. You know, which is it was pretty upscale. That's where they had their first high def. Okay, and mm-hmm. that was the same problem. You know, okay, there's high def. Well, you know what the video was? It was Caddo Lake. I mean, they're showing a frog coming up out of the water, okay? So what kind of content is there for you see Buddhist temples all over the world?
Yes, that's one of my favorite channels, the Sunrise Channel. Oh, it's beautiful.
Sunrise. Yeah. Over America. But see, here's the thing. Did you know that that there's not enough bandwidth on a regular TV channel to broadcast 4K?
Thank you.
So it will actually never be just...
Thank you.
I say never. Who knows? Yeah. But as it stands now...
You'll have to get into the converter box.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
You need a gigabit internet.
Because I want to see Blacklist in 4K.
Business owners, please listen closely. Don't buy the wrong printers or lock into expensive copier contracts before talking to Cartridge World first. They're printing experts and can reduce your printing cost overnight. Whether your business uses one or 100 printers, Cartridge World can help you save up to 30%. For a smarter way to print in 2016, talk to Cartridge World about printers and supplies. Stop by or visit save30%.com. That's save30%.com.
So how'd your can we talk about your little school project yesterday? Your little presentation yesterday? Can we talk about that?
Presentation, because I also did renditions for taxes yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
That's a real school project.
Yeah, okay. No kidding. Yeah. No, we talked about emotional rescue to a, no, we didn't. That was
no,
something,
you didn't.
That,
no.
We talked about community outreach to the Radio 2 class. You know, actually, nobody out there knows, but we have the Fusion Project, where we have taken one of our commercial HD radio stations and turned it over to the class in the agriculture leadership, and it's a lot of people. Patrick, you would know.
He's busy.
Oh,
he'll be back later.
He's a graduate of that.
There he
that
is. I'm back.
What are all the initials over there that is Fusion? Alec and agriculture.
Oh, ALEC, agriculture leadership education communication.
Yeah. You've got a degree from it. It's on your wall.
Well, no, I got mine's AGCJ, agricultural communications and journalism.
Ah,
okay.
Okay.
Well, which one is
the longest undergraduate?
Which one
degree?
Is Fusion in?
It's part of ALEC and AGCJ.
Okay, so we have this radio station. We have a whole bunch of kids who are students. I make a point of that, actually, when I'm talking to them, that are, you know, learning how real radio works. I don't mean like student radio. I mean, they're selling spots, and they're doing their own logs, and they're doing the whole thing. I mean, it's
the real business end of the business.
The real business end of radio. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I spoke to them. I also, Allison Harrell Nee Brown, had the opportunity to observe me being passive aggressive yesterday.
Oh, really?
Special, yes.
Hey,
I have my notes for the slides, and I walked down to her office, and I said, "This is what I'm going to do. What do you think?" And she told me. She said, "Well, why don't we do X, Y, Z?" instead, and I said, "Well, why don't you just give the speech?" And she did.
Whoa!
So I made the slides, and I spoke for about 10 minutes at the front, about 5 minutes at the end, and told them that my job was to interrupt Allie whenever I think more information was needed. And so that's what I did.
Wow.
She'll never correct any of my work again.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, she'll stay far, far away.
Why don't you give the speech? Wow. And she did. So there we were, man. But it was great.
I had some really funny stuff earlier. Thanks.
I was showing something to Mr. Downs, and that's why your button got pushed. So
I'm sorry.
Don't take it personally. It's okay.
Now, that was really funny then, too. Yeah.
Does it still work, that off button?
If I do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
that's a monster. That's a monster, yeah.
Be sure to show me that as often as you like.
I will.
All right.
We need to go to a commercial break, but when we come back...
I'm just going to walk in here and yell.
Yeah, that's right. When we come back, a study that explains why bearcats smell like movie popcorn.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
So,
nobody.
Thanks, Tom. So, if you don't want to use a random name generator app, which is obviously what Ben's kids did for the last grandchild.
Yeah, that's it.
They all three start with S. We got Sophia. Okay. We've got whose name shall not be spoken.
Right.
And we've got Sean. And it's spelled in the easy way. The four-letter version.
Oh, S-E-A-N. Like, yeah, nothing unusual.
No extra letters or anything.
Wonderful.
In there, so that's pretty cool.
Hottest baby names for boys in 2016. Here we go. Sophisticated. Get ready for your influx of Olivers and Sebastians. That's soaring in popularity.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Presidential names, Carter and Lincoln. I don't know why. Well, they watch soap opera with swords. That's the reason. You see what it's doing to society? We need to stop it. Just turn it off. Regal names, Saint, West, Rain, Kingston, King, Messiah?
See, Rain.
What?
No.
Wait, you're making this up. This is that undergraduate study that was done 15 minutes before the paper was done.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or it's been 2 weeks since it was released on April Fool's Day.
How about this one? Firearm names.
What?
Trigger, Remington, Gunner,
Colt,
Gage.
These are not popular names. These are simply...
He said hot.
Hot names. Hot
oh,
names.
Well, just, great.
Okay.
Rapidly rising.
Just letting you know. All right. If you're hiking through the forests of Southeast Asia and you catch the scent of movie theater popcorn, there's likely a bearcat nearby.
There's an AMC nearby.
Yeah. The reason the bearcat and buttered kernels share such a delicious aroma is that both the bearcat pee... and the popcorn feature a unique chemical compound, which is, what, 2-ectyl-1...
Acetyl-1-pyrroline.
Yeah, them.
So I wonder if you can actually crack your teeth biting down really hard on a bearcat.
Or crystallized bearcat pee.
Thank you. Come on!
If one of us had said it, you would have barked at us.
Yeah. Bearcats
you would have given us that speech about, oh, there are kids listening right now.
Well, not at 8:57. Bearcats are neither bears nor cats. They're civets.
Oh, good.
Just so you know.
They're what?
Civets.
Civet cat. Oh, they must be related to the that weird coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee lua.
Yeah,
the poo.
Coffee that's made out of bear cat poop. Yeah.
Researchers
at Duke. Smells strangely like buttered popcorn.
That's why it tastes so good.
Researchers at Duke University arrived at the revelation after collecting and analyzing these pee samples from bearcats living in a wildlife sanctuary in North Carolina.
That's undergraduate work if I ever
Go get that. Go scrape that off a rock. This is exactly what it looks like,
what
and bring it back.
What we need you to do today is we need a quart of bearcat pee. Yeah. Don't irritate the bearcats getting it.
Hi, honey. How was your day? You don't ask.
Got to chase binturongs all day.
Yeah, because I'm one step away from getting my tenure, and I need you to go out and find some bearcat pee for me.
I bet they don't allow concealed carry there either.
What if they go watch movies and think, oh, man, bearcats.
This looks like popcorn. I'm sorry.
Oh, dang. You know, this is Dictionary Day?
Oh, yeah, sure, everyone does.
Well, we were talking about how quaint that is to have a dictionary.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was because on this date in 1828, Noah Webster copyrighted the first edition of his dictionary.
Boy, that was a boring guy.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, they'll sometimes put fake definitions in there to catch copyright infringers.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Just like map guys, they put fake map places.
Yeah, cartographers do that kind of stuff. 1865, Abraham Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater by that Booth fella. And in 1912, the British passenger liner RMS Titanic hit that big ice cube.
It became Scott's favorite movie.
I'll Never Let Go.
Yeah. Can I be king of the world if you'll never let go? Is that all right?
No.
Yeah, that's the only two lines I know from that movie.
Never Let Go, Rose.
That's right. Okay, the first Volvo premiered.
Drown holding boy.
1927. And imagine this, a cordless telephone. 1983.
Wow.
WTAW, College Station, Brian.